The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
It has been almost 30 years since mankind last set foot on the moon. Politicians and scientists are now debating, should we return to the moon? Should we even go to Mars? Or do we have too many problems to solve here on Earth? What does the Bible say about mankind's future? Will we travel further into space? What is our future in the universe? And will you ever step out into space? Stay tuned.
Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames reveals your ultimate destiny. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Human beings have always been fascinated with the heavens and outer space. The human spirit often wants to explore and pioneer new territory, including the moon and the planet Mars. In December 1972, Apollo 17 landed on the moon. Astronauts Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt became the last of 12 Americans to set foot on its mysterious surface. Since then, no one has been back. Chinese scientists have talked about a manned moon mission, and some Americans are pressing for a flight to Mars. Even some private citizens want to venture into space. But in the past three decades, we have gone no further than the International Space Station. That space station is now being built in cooperation with Russia and other formerly competing countries. Will mankind return to space? Will we rocket to Mars and beyond? Or are we too busy solving problems on Earth? I remember the excitement that so many Americans felt in 1969 when the Apollo 11 astronauts became the first men to set foot on the moon. Millions of people all over the world viewed the event, some on community television screens. Perhaps you personally witnessed that historic event on television. But 30 years later, a Gallup poll reported that although 7 out of 10 Americans remember watching the moon landing, and 39% consider that moon landing the single greatest technological achievement of all time, 34% of Americans would like to see funding for NASA, the country's space agency, reduced or eliminated completely. Are you meant to travel or even live and rule in space? You may be shocked to learn that the Bible has a surprising answer to this question. God has created you with an amazing destiny in mind, an incredible human potential. You need to know what the Bible reveals about that potential and about your ultimate destiny. The birth of a baby brings joy to the family. But what is that baby's destiny or potential? Have you ever wondered what the purpose and meaning of life is all about? Why are we alive? What is our ultimate future? Will it be oblivion? Cosmicide? That's certainly where mankind is headed based on his history and his predictable human nature. But God has an awesome plan, more exciting and amazing than any science fiction story you've ever read. Only God's awesome purpose for us is not science fiction, and it answers the question, who will rule space? Let's understand. Your Bible reveals a transcendent purpose in life, and it's directly related to our limitless universe. What is man and his purpose in life? Let's see the classic question that ancient King David asked in the book of Psalms. If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 8 and verse 3. When David was a shepherd boy, he spent many months and years under the night sky, and he wondered about his place in the universe. David stood in awe of the starry heavens. He also recognized the source of that universe as the Creator God. David wrote in Psalm 8 and verse 3, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him or care for him?" God is mindful, as David put it, of human beings. He cares for us. Why? because he created us, and he created us for a great purpose. That purpose, my friends, is to have a personal relationship with God. That's a profound truth. Think about it. Turn in your Bible to Genesis, the first chapter. In Genesis 1, verse 26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Human beings were created in God's likeness to have an eternal relationship with him. And it's to be a loving relationship. But it's God who first demonstrated his love to us. All Christians are familiar with the precious verse, or the golden verse of the Bible, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God is love, and he's given us the greatest gift one could receive. That's the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, to pay for your sins and mine. Sin brings upon all of us the death penalty, as it states in Romans 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Our sin has earned us the death penalty, but God sent his Son to pay that penalty for you and me, so we can be reconciled to God, redeemed by God. Now we can walk in a new way of life and have a new relationship with our Creator. So God has created us in his own image, in his likeness. He wants us to have a relationship with him. But our sin separated us from God, as it tells us in Isaiah 59 and verse 2. "Your iniquities have separated you from your God." Now we've been reconciled to God through the death of his Son, through Christ's shed blood. We're no longer separated. We now have direct access to God through our Savior, Jesus Christ. God created the human family, and he wants you to be a part of his divine family. Notice this statement in Ephesians 3, verse 14. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Yes, God is the father of a family, and he wants you to be a part of a creative family that will experience activity and joy for all eternity. He wants you to enjoy the earth, the planets, the solar system, and the entire universe, as we'll see later. True Christians are even now the begotten children of God. Notice this in 1 John 3 and verse 1. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Beloved, now we are children of God." As God's children, and as brothers and sisters in Christ, we're now preparing for the coming kingdom of God. Are you preparing for the soon coming kingdom of God? Remember, as we read in the first chapter of Genesis, that mankind was given the responsibility of governing our environment. God said, "Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." My friends, God loves all human beings, and he wants you to have a loving relationship with him. In his love, he wants you to help him rule the earth. And as astounding as it may seem, he wants you to help him rule the universe. That's a reality if you understand. But you can understand it, and you can be a part of that fantastic ultimate future. You can even know why you're alive. You can know your meaning and purpose in life. To help you understand your God-given purpose in life, I'd like to offer you our free booklet entitled, Your Ultimate Destiny. God's love is so great, he wants to give you eternal life as a free gift. But what will you do for all eternity? Will you do nothing for all eternity? This free booklet entitled, Your Ultimate Destiny, will answer these questions. This booklet gives you the exciting, incredible information from your Bible that reveals a wonderful destiny that is far beyond the limited concepts of most professing Christians. You will find amazing promises for you in the Bible concerning your future. This booklet, Your Ultimate Destiny, will give you hope and vision for the amazing future God is preparing for you. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of Your Ultimate Destiny.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw the desire human beings have to venture out into space. Even though we're tiny and infinitesimal by comparison, we feel a part of the vast universe. We saw that God created human beings in His own image to learn responsible stewardship and rulership over the earth. And as we'll see later, if we've learned the lessons of godly character and conversion, we will have opportunities unimagined. In March 2000, the movie Mission to Mars was number one in popularity in the United States. According to a Zogby America poll, about 38% of Americans would like, quote, to take a mad dash to Mars if given the opportunity to visit any of the planets, end of quote. Another Zogby America poll revealed that about 59% of American adults believe man will land on Mars within the next 25 years. Only 24% said that man would never travel to Mars. NASA's long-term plan for travel to Mars includes an 18-month exploration on the planet by an astronaut crew. Travel from Earth to Mars would take about 4 to 6 months. You can learn more about this manned Mars expedition on the NASA website. One private internet website is advertising a 5-week manned mission to Mars in July of 2018. Ticket price is still only $2 million. Do we really understand our limitations? Do we really think that we, as air-breathing, food-eating, water-drinking creatures, can conquer space? While Mars may be within the reach at the cost of billions of dollars, how close is our nearest star? Our closest star is Proxima Centauri. Sometimes it's Alpha Centauri. But it's 4.2 light years away. In other words, if you were able to travel at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second, it would take over 4 years. As National Geographic magazine points out, the space probe Voyager 1 is now traveling out into space at the speed of 38,700 miles per hour. Do you know how long it will take for Voyager 1 to travel the distance of Proxima Centauri, 4.2 light years away? The answer is 70,000 years. We'll never rule space unless we can break through the human limitations of time and space. But there is hope for the future. Remember the question King David asked in Psalm 8 and verse 3? When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you visit him? Let's see what the answer was. Psalm 8 and verse 5. For you have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O eternal our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Why did God give human beings such dominion and authority over the creation? The answer may be astounding to you, and you may not want to believe it. The answer is in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. God is now allowing us the opportunity to train for greater authority and stewardship in the future. God has an awesome plan for all humanity. Whether you believe it or not, He wants to share the universe with you. The author of the book of Hebrews quotes David's psalm in Hebrews 2 and verse 7. You have made him, mankind, a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. Now notice, The quote from the book of Psalms ends, and the author of Hebrews, under the inspiration of God, makes this comment. Verse 8, Hebrews 2, verse 8. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. It appears that nothing in the universe is excluded from mankind's dominion or rulership. Listen to the rest of the verse, verse 8. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. This awesome event is yet future, but it is sure and certain. The Greek words for all in this verse are ta panta, which literally mean the all. As the Greek lexicons explain, in the absolute sense, ta panta means the universe. God wants to give you, along with millions and billions of others, dominion not only over the earth, but he wants to share with you the universe. But we can only do that when we inherit eternal life, only when we become God's immortal children. Just when will Christians become God's immortal children? The answer is in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. This chapter is referred to as the resurrection chapter. Let's begin with verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. My friends, our hope is the resurrection. It takes place at the last trumpet, when we hear that great announcement of Christ's kingdom and his takeover of world governments. You can read about that in Revelation 11 and verse 15. The seventh trumpet is during the day of the Lord prophetic time period. It's at that time we are changed from mortal to immortal. It's at that time we are born into the kingdom of God as God's glorified children. It states in Hebrews 2:10 that the Savior, Jesus Christ, is to bring many sons to glory. And in Romans 8:29, it states that Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. And that was by his resurrection from the dead. You can read that in Colossians 1:18 and Revelation 1:5. In fact, as God's children, we're heirs of God. What will we inherit? As a part of God's family, we have certain privileges and promises. Romans, the 8th chapter, introduces us to the fact that we have a great inheritance promised for us. Romans 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Here again is that personal relationship. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. We have the awesome privilege of being heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. What will we inherit? The list is impressive. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus made a statement that's known all over the world. Matthew 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Our inheritance includes planet Earth. The patriarch Abraham is called the heir of the world in Romans 4, verse 13. And remember the promise in Revelation 2:26 that overcomers would be ruling over nations. The parable of the talents in Luke 19 reveals that faithful Christians will also be ruling over cities in the coming kingdom. Yes, the meek shall inherit the earth. What else will we inherit? We will inherit the kingdom of God. Matthew, the 25th chapter, describes Christ coming back to the earth in glory. All the nations are gathered before him as he sits in judgment. But this is what he says to his faithful servants. Matthew 25 and verse 34. There is even a beautiful song with these words. Perhaps you've heard them. Matthew 25, verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. As heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, We inherit the earth. We also inherit the kingdom of God. That's a part of your incredible future. What else will we be doing for all eternity? You need to know. To help you answer that question, I'd like to offer you this free booklet entitled Your Ultimate Destiny. This booklet will help you in your study of the Bible. You'll be able to read in your own Bible God's amazing promises concerning your future. This booklet, Your Ultimate Destiny, will give you understanding and inspiration for the amazing future God is preparing for you. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, Your Ultimate Destiny. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. And if you're not already a subscriber to our bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the deeper meaning of life itself. Be sure to request Tomorrow's World magazine. There's no cost or obligation. And be sure to request your free copy, Your Ultimate Destiny, and Tomorrow's World magazine. Just call or write for your free booklet, Your Ultimate Destiny.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
As we saw in the last part of our program, faithful Christians will inherit the earth and the kingdom of God. What else will we inherit? Our ultimate inheritance is revealed in Revelation 21 and verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. As incredible as it seems, God is willing to give us all things, even the entire universe. But have we as human beings been faithful stewards of our power, our dominion and authority over the earth? All over the earth, we've polluted our air, our water, our environment. We've misused our potential for good to invent weapons of mass destruction. And we have not conquered violence, terrorism, and abuses of all kinds. The great scientist Albert Einstein observed this about the nature of human beings. He commented, quote, "It is easier to denature plutonium than to denature the evil spirit of man," end of quote. Bill Joy, an early pioneer of the mini-computer age, wrote a startling essay entitled, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. He warns us about the effects of the new GNR technologies, genetics, nanotechnology, and robotics. He writes, quote, "I think it is no exaggeration to say we are on the cusp of the further perfection of extreme evil, an evil whose possibility spreads well beyond that which weapons of mass destruction bequeathed to the nation states, onto a surprising and terrible empowerment of extreme individuals," end of quote. There's no question that until the Creator God intervenes in the affairs of man, man's drive for evil will continue. Let's understand why. Romans, the third chapter, verse 17. Romans 3:17. "And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Mankind is still planning future wars. Military weapons designers are planning space-based lasers and particle beam weapons that are nuclear-powered. The Nation magazine, in an article entitled Waging War in Space, quoted one key U.S. official, quote, "In 1996, the Space Command's Commander-in-Chief, General Joseph Ashi, put it bluntly, 'It's politically sensitive, but it's going to happen. We're going to fight in space, we're going to fight from space, and we're going to fight into space. That's why the U.S. has development programs in directed energy and hit-to-kill mechanisms. We'll expand into these two missions, space control and space force application, military jargon for control of Earth from space, because they will become increasingly important. We will engage terrestrial targets someday, ships, airplanes, land targets from space. We will engage targets in space from space. End of quote. My friends, the history of the world should teach us, as I've emphasized before, one of the most profound lessons of all. The greatest lesson all nations and peoples must learn is this. Human governments and institutions, apart from the government of God and the way of God, will only bring upon us total cosmicide, total destruction. As Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 21, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." The good news is, God will intervene and save planet Earth from cosmicide. Jesus Christ will come back to judge the nations in that dramatic day of the Lord and the climactic battle of Armageddon. You'll learn more about Armageddon in next week's program. God will intervene to save humanity from total extinction, and He'll give the world He has saved to His children as an inheritance. You can be one of those future inheritors of the universe. As an immortalized child of God, you will rule space as a part of God's royal family for all eternity. Imagine being able to travel about the universe instantaneously. One galaxy will be as close to you as another. God, as the creator of the heavens, wants to share all of the creation with you. Before we ultimately venture out into the universe, however, we have an historic mission to perform here on this earth during the millennium. Bible prophecy reveals that the saints, immortalized Christians, will need to educate billions of people to God's way of life, the way taught by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. During the real millennium and the kingdom of God yet to come, we will be kings and priests, as it tells us in Revelation 5, verse 10, ruling on this earth under the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. We'll help millions and billions of people into the kingdom of God, into God's family. I hope and pray that you will be a part of that glorious future. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. You need to know the genuine truth and reality from your Bible. So be sure to call or write for the booklet we offered on this program today, Your Ultimate Destiny. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week right here at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.